from KQED.
Thousands of disabled and elderly people admitted to the U.S. as refugees could lose federal cash assistance today. Under a new law, they have to be U.S. citizens in order to receive some benefits. Shuka Kalantari brings us the story of how one refugee and his family are bracing themselves for the impact this new law will have on their lives.
86-year-old Philippe Kaninda and his daughter Malou sit in their living room in Hayward, looking through an old photo album of their family in Congo. He points to a faded black-and-white photo of a young woman standing in a garden.
It's their sister, Jeanne.
No, it's Bea.
Beatrice.
It's my older sister, Beatrice.
Kaninda doesn't recognize the faces in the pictures. He has dementia, which impairs his memory and causes him to be disoriented. He fled war-torn Congo 10 years ago after living in hiding for years. He had worked for the Congolese Justice Department, and Malou says his life was in danger.
He's been arrested, he's been beaten up, everything done to him that you could imagine.
Kaninda depends on Supplemental Security Income, or SSI, to get by. The federal program gives money to the elderly and disabled with no outside income. But last month, Malou got a letter in the mail saying that money would stop coming in starting October 1st. Anyone in the U.S. 7 years or more must be a citizen or have their application pending to receive many federal benefits. Refugees like Kaninda would have to take a citizenship test. The law is part of a long-standing effort from Congress to encourage immigrants to become citizens.
I have tons and tons of documents.
Malou's just returned from the Social Security office. She was told she should get a medical waiver excusing her father from taking the citizenship test. But getting an approval for the waiver could take months. In the meantime, Malou says there's no way her father could pass the test because of his dementia. Kaninda can't speak English, let alone recite the names of the 13 original states in America. Malou says she doesn't know what they'll do if her father loses the $534 he gets each month. She says they need the money for basic necessities like food, water, and gas.
Because right now I'm not working, so it's going to be really impossible to survive.
Most immigrants who want to come to the U.S. have to prove that they have a job or other means of financial support. But that's not the case with refugees. They're admitted because if they don't come here, they might die.
It's not a luxury. They're not seeking economic opportunities. They're really just seeking to live in freedom.
That's Bob Carey, Vice President of Resettlement and Migration Policy at the International Rescue Committee. He says refugees are often too traumatized to effectively study for and pass the U.S. citizenship test. The elderly and disabled have an especially hard time. Carey says federal cash assistance is the only lifeline for many of these refugees.
It's really denying them basic protection, and it runs counter to the humanitarian principles on which the United States accepted them for admission as refugees.
When refugees get SSI, they're automatically eligible for Medi-Cal, California's health care program for low-income individuals. Social Security spokesman Lowell Koepke.
Just losing the SSI benefits doesn't necessarily mean they also lose their Medi-Cal. Medi-Cal is administered by their county, and that'll be a separate decision.
Philippe Kaninda is on Medi-Cal and suffers from several physical conditions. His daughter Malou hopes he won't lose his health insurance. For now, she says she's scrambling to get the paperwork in so her father can be excused from taking the citizenship test and keep the benefits coming in. For the California Report, I'm Shuka Kalantari.